Okay. And would you like to be on that working group?
Somehow I knew that was coming. Yeah, I guess so. That's just my idea.
Okay, so that's what's on the floor is to defer continuing discussion right now, create a working group to put together a document of the sort that Bill just described. Now I'm a little unclear. Who the first person on the stack is? Is it Lona or is it Jan?
So this is Jan. I agree with the last idea of circulating something. I think that's really a good idea. So that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Point of information: we're 5 minutes beyond when we're supposed to stop the meeting. Care about that.
We're not. We're supposed to stop the meeting at 10:30 Eastern, which is.
Oh, okay. Sorry, misunderstood. Okay.
Lona, go ahead.
Okay. I object to this motion because I don't see any need to delay sending a recommendation to the PNB. This is something that we've discussed. This is something that we had a working committee on. This is something that we spoke to Krugler. We waited. We discussed it amongst ourselves. Krugler came back and gave us this letter. Then we had the letter reviewed by an attorney to look at it to see if we understood it correctly. So to me, it is an exercise in wasting the time of this committee to not simply send the recommendation. I think there's consensus among the committee that there needs to be a disclaimer that's played by every single station. The process in terms of how it can be worked out later. I think that recommendation should be made forthwith, and I'm willing, if there is not consensus, that it be added to the basic release form that's signed by every single station for every guest that's on the air. That's already happening, or it should be happening, because it's required in order for us to have right to what they say, in order for us to have the right to the material that's on our airway. We're supposed to be doing that. I'm willing to withdraw that if there's not consensus for it. I absolutely object to this. It's a waste of time. We've already had it in committee, as I said before. I'm repeating myself. Those who have been on this committee and the chair of the committee and a number of other, you know that I'm telling the absolute truth. That's how we have the Krugler letter, because we discussed it, the disclaimer, and this is how he advised us on it. We don't need to worry any longer.
Okay. Serene.
Okay, so, I've been on most of
the... Serene, can you make it louder? We can barely hear you.
Hang on. Okay, can you hear me better now?
That's way better.
Okay. So I know that by email Lona had asked between meetings why it was that this was again on the agenda. I think where we had left it last round was that the lawyers on the committee, I think we had three then, and we have two or three now, were going to actually come back with specific language. So for that reason, I would propose that I would support the idea that Bill Campisi raised of putting together, a list of the options and presenting a written document so that there will be no question for anyone about what we've already covered, and we won't have to spend another 5-6 hours on the same issue, the very same issue. I also, just earlier, there was some comments where someone referred to guests or producers as crackpots because they might have disagreed with the ideas that some people have put forth, and I don't think we need to get to that level in order to make a point. It's really not necessary to disparage other people regardless, and no one on any Pacifica board should ever call somebody else wacky. They are mirrors. So I just wanted to raise those 2 points. Thanks.
Jim.
Yeah, basically I was just going to ask the question of, aren't we going over something that we've already gone over before? I thought, some time ago we were in this discussion, and I was thinking or hoping that we were at a final stage of it by now.
Well, we had asked for advice from, and the advice had been volunteered from, two members of the last year's committee.
Okay.
We got very limited advice from one of them, and so we're sort of at the same place we were basically a year ago. It seems to me there's a clear consensus that we move forward with whatever legal advice we get from people who are on the committee, but that we do move forward. Whether that's by putting together a working group to put together a list of options and basically a sort of, this is the landscape that we're living in as far as this is concerned, if I understood Bill correctly, or whether it's specifically the motion that Lona made as with or without Ken's amendment. We haven't really voted on that yet. That's to be decided. And I'd like to decide that now, actually. So I'd like to take a vote on whether to postpone this discussion and get a working group together to put a document together, presumably circulating throughout the committee, prior to the next meeting, that we can actually forward to the PSB. So the vote is, if you want to do that, as opposed to, we're not going to do that, we're going to act tonight, then you vote yes. If you would rather act tonight on some version of what we've got, then you vote no. Is anyone opposed to going to a vote right now on that question? Okay, good. I will call the roll as soon as I find it.
George, just to clarify again, Bill Campisi, so if you vote yes, then we're voting to postpone and do the working group thing with the written statement?
Yes.
Okay.
And excuse me, it's just disappeared from my screen. Okay, here it is.
Well, George, can we just state it to be clear that if you vote no, you're voting to send recommendation to the PNB that there are disclaimers at every station?
Oh.
We'll have to detail later.
No, that's not the case. If we vote no and no wins, then what's on the agenda is, again, your motion, which has to be voted on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and
that's not what you said. That said, we're going to go forward and do something tonight, and that motion may or may not pass, so it doesn't mean that we're going to do something tonight. So that's why I wanted to be clear. Thank you.
Okay. Here it is. Okay, great. Okay, so everyone clear about yes or no? Anyone unclear? Okay. Great. Grace Aaron.
No.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Lona Elias.
No.
Jim Brown.
No.
William Campisi.
Yes.
Don Cook.
Abstain.
Leslie Fox.
No.
Jan Goodman.
Abstain.
William Hewagen.
To pass.
Myself, I vote yes. Green Roberts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes creates the group to present the options, and no
yes.
Goes with specific language tonight.
No, we're going to reconsider the motion that was with specific language tonight. That's right.
So, yes.
Muscula.
Yes.
William.
Yes.
Well, the vote is 5-5, which means the motion fails.
George, I have 6 yes.
Oh, did I get it wrong? Well, let me come back up the other direction then. Muscular,
Yes.
Serene? Was
yes.
I was yes, that's three. William ULS, yes, that's four. Bill Campisi was yes, that was five. Was there another yes?
Oh, I put down Cook. Maybe that was not a yes. Maybe it was an abstain.
Cook abstain.
I thought you said William twice, George. That's what happened.
Okay, so it was 5-5. Okay,
also, Jan. I think Jan passed.
No, she didn't.
Abstain.
Oh.
There were five yeses and five noes.
Right.
And two abstentions.
So what's on the floor again is actually Ken Aaron's amendment to Lona's motion to make the program directors responsible for implementing Lona's motion should it be passed. Is there any objection to that amendment?
I object.
Okay. Can we just go take a vote on that?
Can I speak to why I object, please?
Yeah, certainly.
The reason that I object, I think it's a good idea that someone have the responsibility to do it. However, at our station, the program director is not the one who does the log. So this would be the responsibility of the person who does the traffic, who does the log that the claimer is on there. It's written in the thing that and as the grids are put together for the shows that are going to be on, then the person who's responsible for doing that would put that on the log, and then it would be the board op that would be responsible for making sure that the disclaimers were played. So not necessarily that of the program director, and that's why I object to that, because that's not the mechanic necessarily by which this would take place.
Ken Aaron, Ken Aaron to the stack.
Good.
I don't understand. Are those people, aren't they accountable to the program director for the functions that they perform?
I guess that was a point of information, Lona. Is that the case at your station?
I'm sorry, I had my phone muted. They may report to the program director, but for the program director, I'm saying it's not something that the program director necessarily oversees. The program director does not, yes, to answer your question. However, the program director does not necessarily look at every, all the logs before they're put into the studios. You see what I'm saying? So they don't have that type of hands-on oversight, and that's the reason that I'm saying that might not be the means to get done what your intention is.
Okay, this is Ken. I want to speak for the motion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, well then, the program director should be responsible for it and not just put it out to a job that's in the back room. The program director is responsible ultimately for the material that's being broadcast, and it should be added to his responsibility, and he should know what's in the log and what's going to be being broadcast. And it's got to go on somebody's head. And it's better to have it be a higher position than a lower position, because the lower position at a certain point in time in certain stations is going to be covered by the higher position. So it's in the bailiwick of the program director, and if there's a guy who's a traffic director, he's got an assistant doing traffic, or he's got an assistant doing the logs, that's all fine. It's still his responsibility. Somebody's got to be responsible so there's consequences, so that you can talk to somebody and say, hey, you're not getting these disclaimers stated. So there's nothing wrong with assigning the function to somebody, even if it hasn't existed historically. It should.
I want to support Ken's amendment. I'm not sure I'm supporting the whole thing, but I think it should be someone who's getting paid for sure, who's responsible for making this happen, since it's involving our financial health. And, you know, we might, at our station, we might have a volunteer doing the other sorts of things. Anyone else want to speak to this one way or the other? Okay, I'll take a vote on that then. We'll go the other direction. So a yes vote on this is supporting Ken's amendment. Not for the whole motion, it's just Ken's amendment that if we pass whatever else of it we pass, that the program directors will be held, are responsible for implementing the policy. Maskila?
I'm sorry, George?
Yes?
This is Serene. It's an amendment, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it doesn't go with whatever will be passed. It goes with the motion it's amending, no?
Well, the motion it's amended has...
Even if it's... What?
The motion that's being amended has two parts. My sense is that there's more controversy about one part than the other. And in any case, I think Ken's intention is whichever part passes or if both parts pass, in any case, it's the program director who should be responsible for making it happen. Is that correct, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's vote on the amendment.
Anybody not ready to vote? Okay. Maskila?
I abstain.
Serene?
No.
Myself, I'll vote yes. William?
William Hairwagon, no.
Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Leslie Fox? Leslie? Are you there? All right, come back. Don Kirk?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Don Kirk?
Yes.
Don, was that you? Did you say yes?
Yes. Yes, that's me, and that's okay. Yes, I voted yes.
Okay. Bill?
I abstain.
Jim Brown?
Abstain.
Lorna?
Oh, sorry, I'm mute my phone. Yes.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Jan. You pass?
Yes.
Also yes. Okay, so it's 7-2, so that passes. So that.
There were three abstentions from what I heard.
Yeah, there were three abstentions. That's true. You would like me to read the abstentions too when I call the vote?
No, you don't have to. I know who they are.
A point of information. What's the difference between a pass and an abstention?
Oh, a pass means I don't want to vote now. I want to wait to see how things are coming and then I'll vote.
I see.
Well, actually, I wrote a little into that. It just means I pass for the moment. And I would like to be called again to vote.
So does that mean that Jan Goodman then did vote, or she just
she did
passed?
Vote. She did vote. Passed first, and then she voted.
Jan Goodman voted, and sometimes it's passed. I want to think about it some more.
I see. Yes. And what was Jan Goodman's vote? Which way did it go?
Yes.
Yes. I voted yes.
Okay. I'm actually keeping track of the tally, that's all.
Okay, good. Okay, so Lorna, would you read your motion, both parts of it again? And it's now been amended by what we just approved in terms of implementation. Would you read it again? And if you can, if you've got it written down, send it to all of us.
That we recommend that the DNB shall require that a disclaimer be played by all Pacifica stations.
Okay.
Chair, are we still in the meeting?
We are. I'm just waiting for Ilona to
put some background music on or something.
I'm so sorry. And the second part is that I'm willing to withdraw that because I don't think it's going to pass with the second part there. I think that there's a consensus that we can get this out of committee tonight if I just state it as that it shall be the policy, the disclaimers will be placed when, you know, for programs that, and we could, oh, hell, it was real clear before, and I didn't write it down, George. So I move that it moves out of committee, the recommendation, the resolution by this governor's committee that every station is required and every affiliate to play disclaimer for programs that are aired over our airways that give advice.
Okay, we can't do that for our affiliates. We don't have that relationship with them.
Okay, then take the affiliates out for each Pacific station.
So the substance of it is that any program that gives advice of any kind should have a disclaimer aired for it.
Before it and after it.
Before and after the show. You can't withdraw something that you've already moved because it belongs to the body. Maybe other people like it and want to support it. We can do them one at a time. So let's do this one. There's no objection. Basically, dividing the question. So Lona's motion would require that all the stations put disclaimers before and after any show in which advice of any kind is given. Is that correct, Lona? Is that correct? Did I say it correctly?
Correct.
Before or after.
What was it, Lona? Was it before or after, or before and after? I heard before and after. Lona?
Before and after.
Lona?
Sorry, are you hearing me? I said before and after. I apologize. Are you hearing me now?
I am, but when you first started speaking, something else was different. I couldn't hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Before and after. I was taking myself off mute because I don't interfere with you guys when I do that.
So we have a few minutes. Does anybody else want to discuss this?
Yeah, this is Serene.
Yes,
Serene. You know, I listen to medical people and psychologists and, you know, social workers and so forth on NPR all the time. I don't hear them issuing a disclaimer because the assumption is that the audience is intelligent enough to know that, you know, if someone is on advocating a particular position, that is their opinion. I think it's different when we start sending out powders and, you know, mixes and, you know, merchandise to our listeners. In fact, stunningly, WBAI was sending out products made by a person who was suing their manufacturer for almost killing them with their own products. But products are one thing. But I think advice is, I'm not convinced that we need a disclaimer. And certainly the idea about any advice. I mean, that's a very broad statement.
Ken to the stack.
Hey, Ken.
And Bill Campisi on the stack, please.
And then Bill.
Yeah, I support the idea of having the disclaimers. And I've listened to NPR, too, I'm willing to admit to the public. And I've heard those programs, and they rarely make specific recommendations like for care or product endorsements. And if every medical commercial that does a product endorsement, the commercials themselves spend like 60 to 120 seconds putting in disclaimers. Now, this could cause your hair to fall out, and don't take this, and talk to your doctor, and watch your toenails and everything. And that's a, it's a joke. It's a comedy routine now, whatever the pill is. So they're doing it. And the shows on NPR, the most prominent one is called The Second Opinion, is they're talking about general areas, and they always say, but you should consult, they usually do say, you should consult your doctor to see how this applies to you. And that the host says that. So, and they've got more money and more lawyers than we do. So I don't think there's anything wrong with having some nature of disclaimer, because this motion does not define the nature of the disclaimer. It just says disclaimer will be stated. So the disclaimer would be, you know, could be use your common sense or talk to your doctor or whatever the disclaimer is. It's going to vary. It's a term of art. So I think this is fine. I support the motion.
Answering again, please.
Bill Campisi, am I up next?
Yes, you're on. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to support the motion. My point before about what I was proposing to do was to attempt to be more helpful to the board. In other words, I thought that if we did more work, then we wouldn't be putting the work on the board. So that if we had a more fully fleshed out proposal, if we attached an Exhibit A, an Exhibit B, an Exhibit C with proposed disclaimers, maybe one with an indemnity clause, maybe one without, then we were putting in the effort to do the work. That essentially this motion makes a recommendation, and that's great, and I agree with the idea there should be a disclaimer, but it doesn't really involve presenting a very fleshed out proposal to the board, which means that the board's going to have to do the work. And if the board has the resources and the time to do the work, fine. But if they don't, then what happens is we make a proposal and it's like, you know, dropping it into a black hole because, you know, no one there is going to do anything about it because they're too busy doing other stuff. I mean, I don't know that much about it. I've never been on the Pacifica board. I don't know what's going on. But so the only reason that I was made the proposal that I did was I thought we could have a more fully developed thing to give to them, and they can say, oh, that's good. Okay, we'll do it. Boom. And then they don't have to think about it because we've done the thinking for them. That was the basis of my idea. But in any case, I'm going to support this proposal. I just don't think it covers very much ground or gets us very much. That's all.
Bill, actually all of you, we're out of time. I'll entertain a motion to extend time if you wish. Otherwise, I'll allow Serene, since she was already on the stack, to speak, and then we'll have to go to a vote on both parts of this. So does anyone want to move to extend time?
The Warriors game is starting, you guys. Sorry, I'm in Oakland.
Anyone want to move to extend time? Okay, hearing none. Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm wondering, you know, maybe instead of worrying about disclaimers, maybe we should stop doing so many infomercials on our air. But since that's apparently not under consideration tonight and it's too late to raise it, I'll move on to my other point. I know that the motion by Bill just failed, but I want to urge folks to, I guess I can move to reconsider it and ask those to vote for specific language. This is going to come up to the PNB. It's a fine idea. It's going to be sent back to the committee to come up with actual language because we're not going to be parsing language for something this significant on a PNB call. So having used committee time last year and this, you know, to discuss the issue, take the step that we talked about taking before, you know, last year, and actually come up, offer specific language for the different scenarios.
So you can
that's
you,
a motion to reconsider.
You can't move it now. We didn't extend time. the only thing we could do was to vote on the motion. But if you like, if you
I move to table.
You can vote. You can move.
Point of order? Can we move to table when we're about to vote? I mean, because we're out of time. We just have to vote. We can't entertain new motions.
Here's the situation. You can move to table in the middle of a vote. It seems strange, but it actually is the case. However, a motion to table is supposed to be done because there's something else pressing that you have to get to, not because you want to cut off debate on something. Because in committees, you're not supposed to cut off debate. So I go back and forth on this. I'm not even sure I'm being consistent. I'm going to move not to vote to table, that you can't vote to table. If you want to do what Serene suggested, vote no on this. It'll be back on the agenda next month. And in the meantime, we can do some of what Bill suggested. So that's my ruling on that, is that we...
Okay. I'm not going to waste time with an appeal of the ruling of the chair, but a motion to table is always in order. And I assure you, this is going to send back to the committee.
I think you're probably right, sir. So if we'll go to a vote on this. I'll start from the top. So we're voting on this motion, which is to recommend to the PNB that there be disclaimers before and after all shows which are giving advice. Is that correct, Lona?
Correct.
With Ken's amendment, though.
With Ken's amendment, that this be implemented by the program directors. A yes vote is that, and I'll forward that if it passes to the PNB, and a no vote is not, in which case we are adjourned, and we haven't acted on this. Okay, so Grace Aaron, yes or no?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Lona Elias?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim?
Yes.
Bill Campisi?
Abstain. Or no, I'll pass.
Oh, good.
I got to try that. I haven't done that yet.
Good. Don Cook? Don? Don? Can't hear you, Don. You may be muted.
Sorry, forgot to mute was on. Yes, sorry.
You vote yes. Okay. Leslie Fox?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
William Hewagen?
No.
I vote no. Serene?
No.
Muscula? Muscula? You may be muted, Muscula. I cannot hear you. Bill?
No.
Muscula, are you there? Okay. So I don't hear the vote is... Muscula, are you there?
No, this is Jim. Hello?
Jim, how do you vote?
I vote no. At first I said yes, and I'm changing my vote to no.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That makes the vote 6-6, which means the motion fails.
I'm sorry, George. I get 5-6 in favor of the motion. I mean, 6-5 in favor of the motion.
Because somebody passed, George.
It was Bill who passed. Let me call it again, okay? So we'll start at the top again. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Lona Elias?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Bill Campisi?
No.
Don Cook? Don?
Yes.
Leslie Fox?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
William Hewagen?
No.
Myself? No. Green Rob? No. Muscular, are you there? You have the deciding vote if you want it. Okay, I do not hear her. Yeah, I think I didn't hear Jim at all, so I didn't.
You didn't hear Jim?
I heard you, Jim. One, two, three, five. Yeah, it's 6-5. You're correct.
I have seven. I counted seven yeses, George.
I'll tell you who I think the yeses are.
I have it down. I'll tell you who the yeses are. Grace Aaron, okay. Ken Aaron, Lorna is a yes. Don Cook is a yes. Leslie Fox is a yes. Jan Goodman is a yes. That's six people.
Right.
And the no's, if you want the no's, Jim Brown was a no. Bill Campisi was a no. William is a no. George is a no. And Serene is a no. That's five no's.
Okay, so the motion passes.
I call to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, I have an announcement. I want to finish speaking. I need somebody to be a secretary for this organization, for this governance committee. But please give some thought to it. Let me know if you're willing to be secretary. At this point, it doesn't not a hotly contested position. hearing that, we are now adjourned.